doing a series in Oxford with a series detective, and would I be interested in talking to them about that? And so that really started, I think, sort of 47. We had from about 86 or 87 to 2001. It's about 15 years we had, yes.
Now, you were diagnosed with diabetes in 1987.
Yes, I believe so. I can't quite think as far back as that, but I do know that I was very conscious whilst I was still working. And I think that this was one of the things that perhaps underlay all this problem with hearing, and that was that I was conscious of some difficulties with tiredness, and certainly with, you know, wanting to get to bed and do nothing else except lie down. And that was a really rather nice feeling. Enormous thirst, of course. I was conscious of that. And losing weight, feeling generally under the weather. And one Saturday morning, I think it was 1987, but I can't swear to that. It might have been a year earlier or so. But I know that I began to feel that I ought to go to my GP. And my wife, Dorothy, who was a medical girl anyway, she was a physiotherapist, and she said, I don't think that you're as you should be. I think you ought to go down and tell him what you think, and that is that you probably got diabetes. So one morning, I know it was one Saturday morning when they were working on Saturdays, I went to my local GP, who lives just down the road, and I said, I want you to have a look at me because I think I've got diabetes. And he, in those days, it was very much different from now. I mean, it was very hit or miss putting these strips in and gauging them for colours against whatever it was. And usually it was whatever it was. Almost forget whether it went red or green or something. But he said mine was way off the scale, black. Came up black on this strip. And he said straight away, he said, you've got diabetes, and he said, you've got to do something about it immediately, he said. You're going to be on insulin for the rest of your life. You can be assured of that. How did you get down here? And I said, I came on a bus or walked, I forget which. And he said, well, we better get an ambulance and take you off.